the winner, Keith McNally. Got Keith McNally here.
I don't really think Keith McNally is gay.
Pretty fucking proud of myself. Kicked ass at Keith McNally's show. I mean, there's really no need for, what do they call that stuff? Humility? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be listening to this anyway? A bunch of goddamn internet nerds? Fuck those nerds. Fuck them.
I go over there. He sends the kids away. He starts making me touch his dick.
Yeah, you know, maybe you should think about things like this before.
Yeah,
he starts
molesting me. Go molest some other kid, but you molest me and you're gonna fucking pay. I want to take a shit in front of our landlord's door. I do.
Fuck Jack Johnson and his fucking Hawaii bullshit, fucking surfing, thinking everything is cool, relaxed, fucking bullshit shit.
Huh. And we saw this lady walking across the street. And she actually had a needle sticking out of her arm, like just in the crossing the crosswalk. People listen to Hitler. No one had a problem with him.
Dick cheese. He likes to lick that stuff off.
Ew.
Stop it. Hey, everybody, it's Keith and Aaron. This is our new show.
We're back. So we're better than ever.
This is volume 2, number 1, because we did some demo shows, and someday you'll hear them, but not right now.
No. Right now, we have better things to tell you. Better things. Like, if you listened to our demo shows, if you were hardcore,
right?
You would know that we didn't have a name.
Or organization of any kind.
No, we had nothing, really.
But we do have a name now.
We have a name. And it's sort of weird how this happened.
It's not really the most... what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of a distasteful sounding name.
But it really doesn't mean anything bad.
Right.
Well, I was like on the internet at work, of course, because I get really bored and I have to surf the internet. And you have to surf like respectable sites. You know, you can't like surf porno or check Hotmail. Even that's just going too far at our work.
When I worked at the porn store, I looked at porn all the time on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Better porn than they had there. It was in Clerks. You know, when he goes to Big Choice because they have good videos.
Better videos.
And there was somebody, I don't know who, but was looking at piss porn on the internet at the porn store. And finally they caught him. They don't know who it was, but like whoever's looking at piss porn, you're surrounded by porn. Come on, please. You know, don't be such a fucking degenerate.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, anyways, I was surfing the internet at work. Yeah, if anyone listening, I was looking at the dictionary website, dictionary.com, in fact, and they had this section where it's like word of the day, and then it was like passwords of the day, and so I looked up my birthday, and it came to be this word on my birthday, of course, and it's called logorrhea.
Logorrhea.
So we have entitled the show Logorrhea for this simple fact. I will give you the definition. The definition is, the main entry, sorry, is a gift of gab, a way with words, and it's also expressed as diarrhea of the mouth, verbal diarrhea, and then some other, you know, Latin or Greek words or something, so I don't know that fucking
anything,
bullshit.
Anything with the suffix rhea, that just sounds like trouble. It just reminds
sounds
you
like
of
gonorrhea.
Just shitting soup. Oh, gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea,
I never thought about that
fucking
one.
Whatever other disease.
I was
diarrhea?
Trying to think of what else there was besides diarrhea.
So we have diarrhea, gonorrhea, and logorrhea. Does anyone else have any other names that rhyme like with rhea? I'm curious.
So yeah, basically the breakdown is supposedly logo means word in Latin or something, and rhea just means discharge.
So you're going to hear a lot of wordy discharge. That's better. Wordy discharge for you politically
basically,
correct people.
Like soupy diarrhea will be firing out of our mouths. And into your ear, and you're going to like it.
We liked it. It was good. Diarrheaing.
Yeah, definitely like that name. I think it's good.
Found it on my birthday word. So if any of you guys actually really think about it, it's pretty funny. Because me, like, all I don't fucking... If you would have listened to our previous episodes once again,
that is
I am quoted
a little
as...
bit fucked up that is on your birthday. Just too appropriate.
Motor Mouth Aaron. It's logorrhea. That should be my new name. Motor Mouth Aaron and her logorrhea. So how you motherfuckers doing out there? Woo! There's a lot of people here right now. You should see it. It's packed.
Yeah, packed house tonight for our very awesome show.
There's people everywhere.
Hey, that reminds me. Give me an intro for another unused comedy bit. This will be number 4. Unused stand-up.
This is Keith's comedy routine that was missing. Take 1.
This is number 4, though.
Oh, sorry. Take 4. Yeah, take 4.
All right. The King of England is going to have an archery contest. So he takes a little kid, puts an apple on the kid's head, stands him in front of a tree. First guy shoots his arrow, goes right through the center of the apple, and he says, I am William Tell. Next guy shoots his arrow, goes right through the center of the first arrow, and he says, I am Robin Hood. Third guy shoots his arrow, goes right through the center of the little kid's forehead. Kid is fucking dead. And he says, I am sorry.
Sounds like you got that from like a 42-year-old Korean woman.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I did. I was actually considering briefly using that as like for my opening for Keith Malley show. The idea was to open with a bad joke, right? And just be like, ah, ha, ha, warming up, what a shitty joke. But what was I thinking? That would be awful.
You didn't say that, did you?
No, God, no.
Okay. I sort of thought maybe you did and you didn't want to tell me. But then people would know because I actually seen that show.
No, it literally was from my 42-year-old Korean ex-boss, who I found out the other day because I just finally finished my last week of work in there. She knew I was stealing food the whole time.
And she didn't care.
She just didn't say anything.
That's awesome. She's probably like, good worker.
She probably wanted to fuck me.
That's probably what it was. She's like, big American penis. I love the big American penis.
It's just nothing worse
than
bosses.
When James from Blends isn't there, I like the big.
Don't you ever get tired of your bosses just always wanting to fuck you all the time?
That's
weird.
It's
ridiculous.
I actually had a boss who wanted to fuck me too. It's really weird. Like some old guy. He owned all the subways. He was just like super rich. And he'd call me. He's like, do you want me to come over in my Porsche or my Corvette? And I was like, how about you just don't come over? And then I just couldn't work for him anymore. It just became really weird.
That is a little creepy.
Yeah, and like he took me golfing and stuff. I'm like, I don't golf. It hurts my arms.
So speaking of that coffee shop, they fucked me over on my way out, man. They sent me off with a kick in the fucking balls. Because basically, my very last week there, I was working at my other job. I'm a projectionist at a movie theater. And I had to work till like 1 in the morning. And the guy who was working graveyard at the coffee shop was sick. Super sick. Just throwing up all over the place.
Gay Gary, yeah.
Oh. So they were like, oh, by the way, you know how Gay Gary doesn't really come off particularly gay?
Man, no,
he
doesn't.
If you ever call his phone, though, his fucking message.
Like, hi, girl.
It just comes out. Hi. He goes, hi, this is Gary. Please leave a message. And it's like, where did that come from? You're not even a gay-seeming dude.
No, he's not.
But it's like genetic, man. If you're gay, it just happens.
Comes out eventually.
It's fucked up. So I had to go fucking cover for that guy. So, because they're like, hey, Keith, you're already downtown anyway. Why don't you just come work at the coffee shop till 5 in the fucking morning? So I had to do two jobs that one day. You know, work at the movie theater till 1 in the morning, then go to Blends till fucking 5 in the morning. And it's been a long time since I did a graveyard shift there. And it's, you know, not a very good neighborhood.
No, not a fun time.
No. When I get there, pretty much first thing, this guy comes in who's just been beat to shit. His face is all fucked up, blood caked all over him, but he's high also. So he's just like, la, 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 just kind of walking
really
around
notice.
Like everything's fine. So we let him into the bathroom. We're hoping he won't fucking pass out and die. And then he just sort of traipses away. Oh, probably some gay guy high on fucking meth and I'm all beat up. It's just... Man, yeah. It's like such a creepy environment. You just really feel like something bad could happen to you at
any
that
given
job.
Moment. Yeah, it really will just come up by surprise. Like when I got coffee thrown in my face.
Yeah.
Talked about that. Like espresso machine.
Espresso machine. Not espresso. It's espresso.
Espresso machine blows up in my face. Like, you know, it happens. It happened to me. It happened to somebody else. It sucks.
Yeah, so I had to work there till 5 in the fucking morning. And the ultimate final kick in the fucking nuts. Oh, I was so mad. Is overnight it had changed from April to May. And I didn't have time to buy a bus pass. I told Aaron this story, but I'm going to tell it again.
Fucking buses, man.
Yeah.
Another story of the bus.
It had been May for 5 hours. That's all. And I honestly didn't have a chance to buy a bus pass. I even stopped at a 7-Eleven on the way to Granville Station and they didn't have any. So
at least I tried.
Right?
What the fuck?
Exactly. And I never, ever assumed this would be a problem. Because generally, bus drivers are pretty nice. They're just like, cool, all right, you know, I'll give you a ride. So I take the SkyTrain near my house, and I got to take another little bus ride. And it's not that much further from there. It's like a 15-minute walk. But I get on the bus. I explain to the guy. I'm just like, I worked all night. You know, I don't have a new bus pass. I'll get one tonight. He wouldn't give me a ride. He's just like, oh, that says April. It's May now. It's like, I understand that. I know. That's why I just explained to you. Look, I have a bus pass. I'm not just ripping you off. I do support the fucking transit system. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. Those are the rules. You pay your fare or you don't get a ride. And at that point, I just was not willing to argue anymore, you know?
What a prick.
A certain amount of dignity. I'm not going to argue for a bus ride. So I was like, God damn it, and just walked home. And I was so fucking mad at that guy. I wanted to go to the bus depot, wait till he brought his bus back, follow him home and fucking beat him to death in front of his own kids. I was so mad.
Yeah. Oh. And then you hear my story where I took the bus 4 times. I went to work, transferred. I went on a total of 4 buses and I used the April bus pass and nobody said a word to me. I just walked on like
God
nothing.
God damn it.
Four, I got good, and you got one asshole.
But so you see, that's
four out of five bus drivers are awesome.
But that's what you'd expect, you know? It's just some...
It didn't even matter.
Basic benevolence in human interaction,
like, obviously,
you know?
She's going to get one. She's at work, forgot, big deal. It's only one day. It's like you're still going to pay for that day eventually. It's like, go fuck yourself in the ass.
Yeah, at that point, I mean, the guy's just following the rules or whatever, but man, it's not that anymore. He had his individual choice he could have made. He was just being a dick.
He was a fucking cocksucker. Speaking of fucking people in the ass, I heard a really interesting story. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself.
About fucking this, in the ass?
Yeah, it really is. It's actually the
I'm
horror,
already sold.
It's a fucking horror story.
Oh.
It definitely did not sell me on the anal sex at all.
Right.
Okay. Here goes.
You know, sometimes when even when I'm watching porn, I'm like, ah, that doesn't look like fun. I don't know. Something wrong with anal sex.
I think there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. So I hear this story about this girl. Some random girl. I don't even know who this person is. She's getting... her boyfriend's like decided that he's going to fuck her up the ass, right? So she's like...
They'll do that sometimes.
Yeah, so they decided... these two people decided to fuck up this girl up the ass. He starts fucking her so hard, blood starts fucking gushing out of her ass.
Extra lubrication blood?
No, wait. No, wait. It gets worse.
All right.
The horror continues. Dun, dun, dun. She starts bleeding out of her fucking pussy, too.
Holy shit.
What? Blood, like, gushing completely out.
What the fuck happened?
She tore the wall between
the
fucking pussy and the ass, whatever the hell that's called. Like, the perineum muscle or whatever.
Right.
She ripped it right out, and she won't be able to have sex for, like, extremely long time.
Man. How did they even do that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Did he aim wrong? Maybe she just had a really small, like, it wasn't meant for that, right? So that's a lesson, a fucking moral. Any fucking girls, guys who are fucking in the ass, let this be a lesson to you. One day, that muscle's going to give. And when it does... parting of the Red Sea begin.
Maybe, you know, a finger here and there, a shocker, but
yeah,
not a great
finger,
huge cock.
Something
it's
else.
Not meant for that.
Not a cock. Like, what if she this guy had a huge cock and she's this little Asian chick or something? Like, that's not good. You see it in the movies, doesn't mean you should do it.
That's like, if I was a gay guy, I'd be doing a lot of dick sucking.
I'd be
sucking,
the top.
But there'd be no ass fucking
no,
going on.
It would be a total top. I'd be doing you. You're not doing me. I want to see the river of blood.
Man,
I don't want to feel it.
I heard a story not nearly as bad as that, but there's this porn guy named Max Power who's just fucking creepy. He's like obviously got serious issues. He's like this tiny little dude, and he's always super rough with all the girls. He's just a fucking asshole. But supposedly he like pushed his dick in some chick's ass really hard once and kind of didn't go in right and tore part of her ass. But it
the
wasn't
same
as
sort of
bad
deal.
As that.
Oh, man. I have a funny... let's lighten this up a little bit. This is serious.
Do you have
this
any funny-ass fucking
yes,
stories?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
This is great. I actually have... well, Yeah, this one's good. I actually know a guy. Him and some other guy rented these hookers one night, like two guys and two girls, and they decided that they would all just fuck on his bed rather than like one pair going in the living room or, you know, at least separating. Like, that's kind of, it's a little gay, right? So then at the end, this guy decides that he's like, oh, hey, Matt, girl, you can I like fuck you in the ass? Cool. Is that cool? You know? And she's like, $100. And he didn't have $100, right?
Right.
He did, but he had it in change.
I see.
So he ended up counting out $100 in fucking loonies and toonies, if you're fucking Canadian, you know what I'm talking about. And paid
ones
the
and
hooker.
Twos.
Yeah, ones and twos. For you simple folk in West Virginia. To pay for this anal sex in change.
Man,
that's a change whore. She's like, all right, whatever. Fucking, that's lingerie fuck.
Money's money. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, fuck, isn't that weird? Like, who does that shit?
Speaking of hookers, when I was at Blends, because it's been a long time since the graveyard shift, I forgot that at like 3 in the morning, 3 or 4, a bunch of the hookers from downtown, when they're done working, they come in and get hot chocolate and cookies.
Right.
And it's so weird because they're totally hookers. They're dressed like hookers. Some of them are pretty hot. But you got to just treat them like they're normal. But they're fucking hookers. So it becomes extra weird because you got to try so much harder to act normal. And I just, like,
yeah,
I can just
like,
feel myself being ridiculous. Like, just trying to be so cool about it. Like, yeah, that's cool. Here you go. I'm not even noticing that your tits are right in my face and that I could buy them for $50. Just trying to pretend that it's not even a factor.
It's totally not. I want to hear a really funny story about this girl we know, like, same guy who actually fucked the chick in the ass for the change. His had like this like relative or whatever moved into Vancouver, and within like I think it was like 24 hours or something, she had become like already a prostitute. And she's like 17 years old.
Was this that, what's her name, Cherry?
Cherry. I won't disclose any personal information, but yeah, her name is Cherry, and she's a hooker here in Vancouver.
Is that her real name or her hooker name?
That's her hooker name.
Okay.
Yeah, and she goes by it, and she actually had ads in the paper saying she's like 19, but she's really like 17 and like a runaway from Ontario. Just like came here 3 days, became a hooker, like total whore. I seen her walking down the street, fucking boots, fucking skirt, just like whored right out. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm looking in the Georgia Strait fucking magazine here, looking through it. There she is.
Now,
I have it. I've a collage. We
is
can
this
do it.
Supposed to be a funny story, or is this just depressing?
I don't know. It was.
Take it as you will. I guess
it's a story. It's sort
it's a story. That's good enough.
Well, if you want to talk, I got something we can talk about. If you want to talk about whores, and you want to talk about funny, we'll lighten it up yet again, and we will lighten it up to a whole other lightness.
You know, though, speaking of you knowing someone who is a whore, I always figured that if my brother, man, huge drug problems and just like most irresponsible dude ever. I'm just so glad he's not a girl. I'm so fucking glad, because he would be a crack whore for sure. But as it is, nobody wants to fuck him, so it's all good.
So far. Don't want him to reproduce anyways.
He ever comes out here, goes to Davie Street, man, oh, Jesus.
Shit's going to hit the fan, literally, hey? We'll have some lageria happening.
You know,
okay.
That guy who pays for ass fucking with his loonies and toonies, do you think he has a jar in his room and he has like a little like line
feeling like this is 100, this is 2.
Well, he's just like looking at it and he's like, halfway to an ass fucking.
Halfway.
That's gonna be sweet.
I can't wash my clothes this week. I'm almost going to get my dick stuck in someone's ass. Oh, yeah, I can feel it now. Oh, what's in there? Yeah, $50. Oh, 2 ash fucking. Yeah,
awesome.
He'll disguise it at like one of those charity meters, though, so it looks like he's doing something good if someone hit a girlfriend or something.
Door to door, like UNICEF style,
yeah.
But little do they know.
Lo and behold. Your money goes to my pleasure.
You know what, though? If he set up a box, like at 7-Eleven, if he set up his own box next to the register that says,
yeah,
I need your
those.
Change because I want an ass fucking, I would put my change in there.
I'd put it in there before those kids.
Absolutely.
I totally would. Fuck those kids. Guys, if you want to have anal sex for free, basically, let's set up some boxes. Let's do it up. I'll help you out. Okay, crack whore. I want to do this for real. Like, right. Seriously, I don't know if we'd have to give them money or like maybe some crack for real. I want to do like... crack whore, like not like slut I wanted to do a crack whore porno first, like
right.
Get a whole bunch of chicks like all dirty and nasty being all hot like trying to be right, but I thought it'd be awesome to do like crack whore fashion,
right?
Like not it wouldn't be sexual, but like in their clothes, like their pink ski pants, all you know, like, but we'll
like
do like
down the
catwalk. Aaron Cottle's next crack whore model, you know what I mean? And it would just be like too funny.
Man, yeah, I'm sure we could arrange that. Seriously, I mean,
like a photo shoot in Pigeon Park.
How much?
All the fucking nature.
Cost?
Like, we'll go to Value Village, buy a whole bunch of crack whore clothes, and they can just come in their own clothes. It'll be better that way. It'll save us money. We'll buy some like crack for sure. We'll have to get like some little rocks. We'll break them down. We'll be like, hey, whoever, like, I'll just set up a sign like free crack for. We have to take pictures of you.
Now, do you think crack whores are good at following directions? Because if we set up our like catwalk, we could just put some crack at one end and they'd walk to it. And then we go, okay, there's more crack on the other end. And they turn around and walk back. There
well,
you
that's
go.
For the really stupid ones, I guess. But right. If we, well, like I'd actually want, net. We'd have to have some stills. Like, we'll have to get a big wind, like blowing in the fan. Like, you know, all Tyra Banks. Like, get some props, like some bums to stand on or like some drug dealers. Yeah, we'll have to work them.
They're weird, like meth scabby faces.
Oh, for
stuff.
Sure. Like, whatever. Like, if they want to bring crack to the set, that's really cool. Like, it doesn't matter. I really don't care. Like, they can do it. Be as creative as they want.
Now, you know what's weird? You remember that thing?
That would sell, man.
You remember that thing, Bum Fights, where they made bums fight? I actually thought
that
was...
Movie.
I thought that was pretty low down. I was like, I don't know about this. But crack whore fucking next top model, I'm okay with. I don't know what the difference is, but this just sounds like a better idea.
I love Steve the Bum Hunter on that. He was my favorite when he hunted down the crack guys and like arrested them. He's like, oh, we got a real wild one here, mate. You're all like, oh no, really?
Man.
Yeah, no, he chases them. There's like underground, like tunnels or something. These people are sleeping and he runs out and he like ties them up and handcuffs them and he like they're all sketching out and freaking out. He's like treating them like animals, like if they're like in the dead
gospel. Well, I remember
it's pretty funny, man.
When I lived in New Brunswick at this house full of guys, we were like, you know, all about Jackass and stuff like that.
Jacking off.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, jacking off. And together, it was good. And
as always.
I have soft hands. I was a favorite in the house. But I remember my cousin Dan downloaded Bum Fights, and we were like, Dan, no, that's too far. That's not right.
That isn't right. Bastard, you sick bastard. I just watched it at somebody's house a few times. I was like, this is too funny. Like, I like the crack whores, like crack whore caught on tape, and they're all shaking the tits. Those ones are pretty funny. And some of them, like... What was it, Rufus the Stunt Bum? And he got, like, Bum Life tattooed across his tummy like Tupac or whatever. It was fucking, that's awesome. That guy was cool. They paid him, I'm sure. He was happy.
They paid him in crack.
He loved that shit.
But speaking of whores, since we seem to be today, That's one thing that seeing those whores at Blends and just being like, man, you know, those aren't some bad looking ladies, and I could save up my tip money and, you know, get ass fucking going on. This guy Greg, I know, it's kind of weird out. This dude Greg, he gets really graphic when he's talking about like ex girlfriends and how much he loved like licking their pussies and spreading their legs, and I was fucking her and it was so good. And he gets into crazy amounts of detail, and then he's like, are you, like, uncomfortable with this? And I'm like, a little bit, you know? I think you're kind of...
I think you've taken this to a whole new level. Like, I don't want to know what the top wall feels like.
Right, and he'll just keep going. He's like, no, I'm not done. And just, like, anyway...
Oh, God.
He was telling me how much... Because I was lamenting breaking up with my girlfriend and like, oh man, blah, 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 stuff sucks. And he's like, yeah, no, man. It's like almost like a gay guy just trying not to seem gay, like trying too hard to be interested.
Side story, if you can just hold that thought. Yeah, sure. They always say that, like, you know, if you're always talking about how straight you are and proving to yourself like how much you are,
right,
something that
macho.
You are kind of not.
Right.
Like you are kind of, you might be not be gay, but you might have a little bi in him, you know
what
I mean?
That's definitely what
I
goes
sort of
on
think.
With those hyper macho gay guys.
Exactly.
Just like,
they'll
ridiculous.
Jerk off the other guys in the hockey room, do the
but
white cookie,
like,
but they're all like, oh yeah, come here, bitch.
I got a handlebar mustache and I'm not.
Yeah, and I'm not stopping for nobody. Yeah, I know. Weird.
I have the strongest ass in this room. You can fuck it all night and it won't get hurt.
And I accept bills, no change. Yeah. No change, woman, no change.
Unless you want to put rolls of change up my ass, in which case I very much would appreciate that.
That would be weird.
So Greg was telling me, though, about how, like, you know, I was saying, oh, man, I kind of miss having a girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, no, we're fucking, right? And I was like, no. You know, I mean, yes, but, you know, there's other things going on there. And he's like, man, I want to fuck a whore. Would you fuck a whore? And I was like, I really don't think so. I mean, there's kind of, that's a line that you cross, and... After that, you
your
know,
penis is never the same.
Yeah, well, even just, you know, even if no one else knew, that you did pay some lady money to fuck her. And he's just like, man, I would like to do it. And I got to admit, he started winning me over in a way. It's like, if it wasn't just crazy crack whores out on the streets of Vancouver, if they had like some organization set up where you knew those girls were clean and it was all
like if it was legal,
legit,
like it should be.
Right.
Right.
Then at that point, it's like, I'm thinking to what I spend my money on, you know, like old video games and fucking CDs and stuff. Wouldn't
stuff
I rather,
for this radio show.
Wouldn't I rather get my dick sucked? Wouldn't I? So,
what are you saying to me, Keith?
I could kind of see Greg's point, is what I'm saying, is that now whenever I walk by a prostitute downtown, I'm like, man.
That could be your spare
always,
change.
Yeah. But I'm pretty safe to say that I don't think it's going to happen. But man, that seed of doubt got planted. So maybe a year from now, it'll be, instead of just Aaron and Keith, it'll be Aaron and Keith the prostitute fucker.
Or maybe Aaron the prostitute fucker. I did it. I fucked a prostitute.
Now that would be cool.
You're like, what? Oh, it's okay then. Aaron did it. I can do it too.
Strap-on style. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I felt so much more, what's the word, relaxed when there was no seed of doubt in me. You know, I would just walk by the prostitutes and be like, the different world,
man. I fucked you. I want to fuck you. Ooh, I ain't fucking you. And we fucked twice, but you're a man, so I can't fuck you no more. Oh, did I say that out loud?
But I read about this study they did. I don't know how the fuck these studies work. They sound pretty retarded to me. But supposedly, they taught a bunch of monkeys how to use money. I don't know how the fuck that even works. Like, but the
money?
Yeah, like how to do commerce and stuff. And the end result of the study was that every monkey spent their money on sex. But I don't really understand how that works. I mean, did they teach other monkeys how to sell sex also and how to be whores? Like, you can't
just... Yeah, or maybe they saw two people doing it. He's like, I'll pay you if you do that to me. Or some... Who knows? What maybe, about, I heard I another mean, study about, like, cocaine or something with monkeys.
Yeah,
what's that
well,
one about?
The sex one, all I can figure is the monkeys are probably just fucking all the time and they thought it was part of their study. Like, hey, look, the monkeys are fucking. It's like, of course they are. But
that's
the cocaine
they
one...
They're
makes,
jerking off in the window again. Oh, stop looking at the monkey, Aaron.
The cocaine one makes more sense and it scares the fucking shit out of me. Is that... Basically, the way cocaine works is it releases, I can never remember, is it dopamine or serotonin? One of the two.
Something
anyway,
like that.
Maybe both, I don't know, into your brain. And then it makes it so it can't be reabsorbed for, you know, a little while and mm-hmm. makes you feel super good. And then it all gets absorbed all at once and that's when you crash and feel shitty. So basically, they gave monkeys two buttons. One button would give them food and water and the other button would give them cocaine. And since they're dumb monkeys and they have no vision of a larger world or of a their actual place in life at all,
they're just
monkeys.
Being their instincts.
Right. So they would do the cocaine and it would release all the shit in their brain and they're like, holy fuck, this must be the right thing to do because it feels great. And they would just do cocaine till they died. They wouldn't even realize that they were supposed to eat and drink because they thought they were doing the right thing. That's how powerful cocaine is. So don't do it, kids. That's fucked up.
This is a moral lesson show.
Yeah,
don't have anal sex.
Right?
Unless you're buying it with change.
People are going to hate our show. Man, don't have anal sex. Don't do cocaine. They're going to be like, well, fuck you.
Well, go ahead and do it, but I mean, calm down in the end.
But we don't necessarily
recommend it at all.
Well, that's like,
or support it or partake in it live on the show.
I was listening to an Elliot Smith live show where somebody just drunk yelling out weird random stuff. I was asking him about cigarettes for some reason. And he goes, cigarettes, I don't recommend them. But I do smoke them. So it was obviously a difference
classic.
There. So we can still fuck prostitutes in the ass and do cocaine, but we don't recommend at all that our listeners do that.
We want to keep you guys. We don't want you getting gonorrhea. We want you to have logorrhea.
Logorrhea, you got it? Absolutely.
The word of the day.
Man, this is the best fucking name for the show, because like, what's going on right now? Logorrhea.
Just
that's
logorrhea. Yeah, if you want to know what's going on, it's logorrhea time.
But the moral of that monkey cocaine story is that obviously we're smarter than monkeys. You know, we can see past what kind of horrible shit we got ourselves stuck in.
So you can do it for a little bit, party it up
but,
a bit.
Well, I was thinking, like, why even put yourself in the possibility of having to dig yourself out of that hole? Just don't. Just don't.
Stay
it's retarded.
The fuck away from that shit.
Yeah, just smoke weed like Aaron.
Yeah, just smoke weed like me and then ramble on.
Occasionally booze it up like me.
Yeah, occasionally drink. And then sometimes you smoke weed with me.
It's happened.
It's happened, like, I think maybe on one hand, three of those times.
You know what the first time was that I ever smoked weed? Was at a KMFDM show.
Awesome.
And it was weird because it was a big violent pit, everyone wearing their jack boots and neo-Nazi looking crazy ass, you know, leather punk looking style. But all of a sudden, in the middle of, like, me getting booted in the head and getting all pushed around in crazy violent pit, everything just kind of mellowed out for a little while in between songs because we're in BC and some dude was just passing his joint around the pit. And I was like, that's just friendly. I can't say no to that.
What's this? Hello, my friend.
So that was my first time. The problem is after that show, getting drunk, smoking weed, fucking getting all beat up. And like, I did get kicked in the head twice by people like crowd surfing. And then I had to go work a graveyard shift at work. So that was basically like, getting up first thing in the morning, 7 in the morning, you get up, da-da-da-da-da, get drunk, smoke weed, get kicked around, get blasted by super loud industrial music, then go to work. Not a good idea. That was a fucking horrible
night. Another thing you shouldn't do. Yeah. Don't do that.
I just thought, I don't know, since I was working graveyard shifts and I had the backward schedule, that somehow it made me better than other people. And the normal rules of waking up did not apply to
but
me.
But they totally do.
Yeah.
You think like, oh yeah, I'm cool, I can stay up all night. But like 4 o'clock comes and you're just like ready to die.
It was harsh.
Laying
it
on
was
the ground.
Good show. But
heart's
man.
Slowly beating. Just...
Are you ready?
I guess. I just don't get it.
Here we go. Hey everybody, this is Spooky, me and my girlfriend, Amber. I'm sorry. I tried.
I know. It's okay. I'm very supportive.
Hey everybody, this is Spooky, and I'm here on Keith McNally's new podcast. He contributed some stuff for me, so I'm going to contribute some stuff for him. So what we have is an interview with, me and my girlfriend, Amber. How you doing, Amber?
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
You have a busy day?
Every day's a busy day.
Yeah. We went grocery shopping, and how far away is the grocery store?
Like 15 blocks.
That's not too bad. It's an actual real grocery store. I guess we have a closer grocery store, but kind of sucks.
We're used to grocery stores from where we come from, so it's easier just to walk 15 blocks and go to a grocery store that actually has more than Mexican brands I have no idea what are.
Yeah, like those all these little bodegas and stuff. We live here in Brooklyn. How do you like Brooklyn so far?
It has more trees than Manhattan, so it's okay.
You like it?
Yeah. It's a lot better than Savannah, because it sucked there, even though they had more trees.
Were you disappointed that we moved to Brooklyn instead of Manhattan?
No.
I remember you were a little against moving to any place but Manhattan when I was talking about coming up here.
Well, I just figured if we were going to move into New York, we might as well get the full experience and live in Manhattan. But obviously that didn't happen. It's too expensive. And I actually like living here better because we've got a good place next to the cemetery and I can go there and near the park too. And it's a little escape into nature. I'm not used to so much sidewalk. And
what do you think of our apartment?
It's nice, but I think we've already outgrown it.
Really?
We were fortunate to get a place of this size for so cheap and in a quiet neighborhood and whatnot, but I miss walls.
Walls? Yeah, because we have a big studio apartment. It's all one big room.
Yeah, well, it's, you're on a different schedule than me, so I, one of these days I'd like to sleep in the dark again.
Well, my schedule rotates. I've been sleeping in the dark a lot lately, actually.
I know, but it changes so often, and it's so weird. And it, I mean, it's just, it's hard to keep up with. And you make a lot of noise, and I'm very sensitive when I sleep.
I'm sorry. I try.
I know. It's okay. I'm very supportive.
So, you work a 9-to-5 job?
No.
Well.
I work more like, as long as I have to for the day, to make my boss happy with the million things that he gives me to do.
What do you do?
I'm a production assistant at a sleepwear company.
And how do you like your coworkers?
Well, I like most of them, but both my bosses are men. The only men there that work there, and our small little office is about 6 people. And they're both psychos. And they're like the odd couple. One is an intelligent, quiet pushover. He's a little quirky, and he's kind of obsessive-compulsive and does weird things, like chews up cashews and puts them in paper towels so he doesn't swallow them. And then I have the other one is a total whack job, and he's very spacey and can't keep one thought from the next in 5 minutes. And we all mostly want to shoot him on a daily basis.
Yeah. Anybody else you want to talk about at your work?
What are you hinting at?
I'm just saying. Tell me about some of your other people at work.
Well, there's only a few other people at work. We have Patricia. She's a new girl. She's a receptionist. She's kind of quiet and dull, and she talks like she has no personality. But I haven't known her long, so I don't have any other opinion in that. Diana's our salesperson, and she's from Long Island, and she's just a little nutty, too. And she's very New York, and she's very much about keeping up appearances and having the most expensive pair of brand-name jeans, and she has a husband she hates and kids she doesn't even take care of, and, you know, whatever. I don't particularly care for her morally. And then the two artists that I work with, Mia and Rachel, they're both great. And I have no problem with either of them, and we get along just fine.
All right. Well,
I don't really have much else to say to work. I work so much that it really irritates me that my thoughts are so consumed with it.
You bring your work home with you?
Yes, it haunts me. I try to sleep, and it doesn't really work that well because I'm constantly thinking about random things to do with sleepwear in my brain and all the shit that my boss talks about that drives me insane.
Like what?
That's too complicated to get into.
Okay, well, are you ready for a vacation?
I'm ready for a vacation for about 5 years now. We've only ever had one real vacation that didn't involve family or any other thing like that. And only real vacation we ever left the country for. And that was so long ago. And it left us so broke. So we haven't done it since.
What did we discover at the grocery store tonight in relation to Jamaica?
Oh, the soda that we loved so much that we could only find in Jamaica. Turns out they have it in our grocery store.
Yeah, here in Brooklyn.
I kept the bottle cap from the last soda we drank when we were on the vacation, and just hoping that one day we'd find it, and we finally did.
Did you enjoy that vacation?
I did, but it was very weird. We went kind of at a strange time, and I kind of regret that, because we went during spring break, and so we had a lot of really obnoxious young kids that were just there for the pot, and
oh my God.
The Jamaican pot. Rum. And just like the 2-hour bus ride to our hotel
was insane.
And like the guy on the bus was just giving these stupid kids tips and tricks and where to get the best weed and how to smuggle shit back into America.
The little kids. Remember the little kids running up to the bus with the handfuls of pot just hanging down from them?
Yeah, like $10, $10. Yeah, 7-year-old kids on the side of the road trying to sell pot to the tourists on the bus. It was bad.
On that ridiculous bus ride around, we landed in
Negril Falls.
No. We landed in Kingston, Jamaica, and we had to go clear to the other side of the island to Negril.
Something like that.
Right. That's worse. Rare. That's a third world country. I don't understand how people don't realize that. Did we ever establish which side of the road is the correct side of the road to drive on?
I don't think there was such a thing there.
So
I
ridiculous.
Mean, some of the roads were very small, and some of the little bridges over mud holes were really, really scary. I mean, you're at some point looking down, and you're looking straight down a cliff out your window, and just like, ugh. And then another car comes along, the bus swerves, like you have no idea if you're going over or not. The road systems are very, very scary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a nice place, but it is a very third world country. Outside a resort area,
yeah, we were in a
you're
resort.
In danger.
That resort we were at was really, really nice.
Yeah, the hotel was amazing, and the food they had was really good, too. I remember those mango milkshakes. Those were awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess...
But it rained the entire time we were there. It's another mistake that we went during the rainy season. Like, how are we going to know, though? But it was still nice.
Yeah, it was. We definitely need another vacation. You're thinking about going to South America? You were talking about possibly if we can afford it?
Well, not for vacation.
That's not vacation? Going to South America?
That's a learning vacation.
A learning vacation.
But that's for me, not you. Well, I suppose you could go if you wanted to, but it kind of ruins the fact for being for me.
What do you want to go there for?
An immersion learning program to learn Spanish.
So you want to go to South America to learn Spanish?
Well, I could do it in Mexico, but...
Couldn't you go down to the street corner and do it in Sunset Park?
I probably could,
but
it's not the same.
It's not quite as glamorous.
Exactly. I'd rather go to South America and see the real culture of Hispanic people and see the sights and, you know, look forward to what I may go back to one day for whatever career purposes may be necessary.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I still don't get it.
Okay.
I left the microphones at Aaron's house, so please excuse this lack of sound quality, but I would like to say thank you to Spooky and Amber for the delightful part one of the Spooky and Amber sub show. Tune in next week to find out Amber's true feelings about Keith Malley, which may shock and amaze you, or won't surprise you at all. Till then, thank you very much, Spooky and Amber, and thanks for making an appearance on our humble podcast. So let's see, what were we talking about? How
what can we loggerate
about
now?
I'm trying to
loggerate.
Bring up hey, I don't know if this is a weird sexual fetish that anyone else has ever had. This is a weird thing, but I remember back when Jackass was on TV.
I do too.
Because I remember in one of our demo shows we were talking about Roman showers, you know, vomiting on each other.
Yeah.
That got me thinking back to, excuse me. There was this one episode of Jackass where they were having a milk drinking contest. That whole idea that you can't drink a gallon of milk, like you're physically incapable of drinking that much milk because your body will reject it.
Really? I never heard that.
Yeah, supposedly. I was wanted to try it, but they were doing it. It was the big fat guy, Preston Lacey, some chick, and some other guy, and they each had milk. They had one of them had chocolate, one of them had strawberry, and the girl had normal milk. And it was all on an empty stomach, too, or at least the girl. So they all started drinking and eventually started just vomiting up milk. But something about that girl, because it wasn't puke, it was just milk that she was puking up. And it was white, so maybe there's like a semen connection. But something about the milk just like involuntarily flying out of her mouth, it gave me a total hard-on. And I was just confused as hell. I was just like, what is happening? Why is that turning me on? What the fuck? And I never watched that episode again because I'm a little bit afraid.
It's kind of like a new kind of diarrhea.
It was totally weird. Well, I guess it's just, I don't know, there's something sexual about involuntary body stuff, you know, like ejaculation. It's just like orgasm in general. It's just like you can't control it anymore. It's like, it just happens. So maybe it's like somehow related to just like involuntarily firing
milk
out of your mouth.
I'm imagining some like huge load getting sprayed out of this chick's mouth from like your like, super cock or something
like
that.
Maybe that's it. Like she just has so much cum
like,
in her belly.
Sure, gave it to her. It just can't stop coming out.
It seemed
4 liters of my semen, bitch. Take that.
And that was like four Swallow years it. Ago, and I never admitted it to anyone until now. Actually, I forgot about it until we were talking
that's
about that.
That's pretty funny.
I was just like, man. Well, but then I was thinking, since porn is always looking for the next thing, you know, the next weird fetish that hasn't been worn out. Maybe this will be the next one. Maybe I'm on to this and I can start my like, what can, I don't know
puke
what I can call it though. Not puke porn, but just milk.
Milk porn?
I think the milk was an important thing. milk on an empty stomach so that it's not like puke that comes out. It's just milk.
It's just creamy.
It's kind of like, well,
it's,
I guess.
It's kind of, you know what it's like.
I was thinking, I wonder though, like if I'm ever at a cafeteria and some girl's drinking milk and, you know, it comes out of her nose, am I going to get a hard on? Is that going to work too? I need to study. I'm curious now.
Yeah. Do you want to do a milk experiment? We'll just be like, try and feed a whole bunch of milk to one person and just see if they drink it all and just see how that goes. And then we'll take it to another level.
I just don't see how this could possibly go well, though. I'm a little worried about what I might find. But I like to be self-aware, so I don't know. I'm on a teeter-totter here. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe I could hire some whores to drink a lot
milk
of milk.
With our change.
I was thinking,
do you
want to
do that? Live on the show.
Get a little camera.
Well, we got one. Let's do that.
One thing I was thinking, too, is... oh, damn, I just forgot. What was I just thinking?
I don't know.
Whores, milk. Oh, yeah. What if you had some guy who, I don't know, it could be in a movie or something. I don't know. Or some crappy character in a story who was really afraid of germs but loved whores. So all he does is just jerks off onto them. I wonder if that ever happens.
Oh, probably. I'm sure they get it all. Yeah. We could probably get one in here for an interview, maybe. See maybe. What really goes on.
Yeah,
the dark side of whoring.
Pay them for their time, yeah. And just,
yeah, like give them. We'll save up our change. I say we do it. I'll get a change jar, and every time we come over, like we get together, we'll put like a loony or something in it. And when we get like $100, we'll get one, and we'll just be like, we don't have sex with you. We might want to touch you or do something to you in the show. Like, sticks. Can we just stick one thing in you, and we'll videotape it, and then
man,
or something.
That's one thing I always kind of regretted is that. I quit the porn store and then broke up with my ex-girlfriend. And somehow, during that time, I never got a big dildo from work and stuck it in her. I don't know. It seems like a wasted opportunity. I was surrounded by dildos. I could have got
one for free. The funniest one there was the Ron Jeremy ice one. It was like the big white one that you're supposed to put in the freezer. Like.
Man, I fucking thought I had a fairly sizable dick until I worked there. Holy fuck. Porn stars have big fucking dicks. It's ridiculous.
That's all the focus is on, right? They don't. Man, ugly guys with big dicks.
I think
and
it's,
these just... chicks.
It's like how when you see wrestlers in real life, they're so much bigger than they seem on TV.
Yeah.
It's like those guys' dicks don't seem that big in
they're
the movies.
They're probably way bigger even
in then
real
you
life.
See the life-size replica and it's like, what the fuck?
Like the Ron Jeremy one's insane.
Yeah, I heard that before he got real fat, he could suck his own dick.
Yeah, he could. There's actually, I think there's something out there that actually has him doing it. There's another one. One time I was there and I took this one out of the box. It was like this black man's penis and it was like a strap on. It was down. I held it where a penis would be and it was down past my knee. It was like right here. And I was like, seriously, where is that going to go? Like, you're going to get in there about 5, 7, maybe 8 inches and it's not going to go anymore. It's just going to be bad.
Yeah, it just reaches a point.
Who does that shit?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Like that $500 blow up doll.
And the blow-up dolls were not
sold?
Sexy at all. Like,
no, it was like a plastic thing with like some fake lips. It's like, hi, look at me.
Like those real dolls, I can kind of see that. I mean,
yeah, those virtual. Have you seen those? Those
like
virtual dolls?
$5,000.
Yeah, the silicone ones?
Yeah,
they're weird,
They're at least somewhat like a real person. But yeah, those ones at the porn store, even the $500 ones, just sad, man. They're
number
so
one
lame.
Rule of dating if you're at like a guy's house or something, or even a girl's house, and they have one of those silicone replica dolls. Get out. Get out really, really quickly. Seriously, just get out. Like, that's weird. I think that people have sex dolls just to do mean things to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for like a love purpose. I think it's for mean and for like peeing on them and pooping on them. You know what I mean? And like beating them up. I seriously think that's what it is.
I heard that that was a possible use for real dolls they were thinking of is people that have like really violent sexual tendencies that then they could take it out on a person and they're not a fake person. Like, you know,
yeah.
Well,
that's better
that
though. No, I'm saying it might fix people, but I'm saying I just think that's what they might be used for more.
Right. Like, or if you're just so monstrously ugly, just so ugly that
like
no chick will sleep with you.
Yeah, for sure. Then you'd have to just get one.
But I don't know. Is that even possible that you could be so ugly that if you had the money that the chick wouldn't sleep
with
you?
That guy with the no nose on TV?
Yeah.
But he had that wife. So.
See, I wouldn't fuck that guy.
No. If I was a hooker, I'd be like,
that's the only
pick
reason,
my
though.
Own
otherwise,
man.
I would.
No. Oh, yeah. With the nose? Hell yeah. Bouncing it all Pinocchio style? What's that? Is grown.
What happened to that guy's nose again? It got ripped off by a lemur or something?
Chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee tore this guy's fucking face off.
And fingers.
No nose.
No nose, absolutely. Have you guys ever imagined? I always wondered my whole life what it looked like if a human being would have no nose. Like, I just wondered. And my dream came true. I found out a couple weeks ago here, me and Keith watching TV. Fucking guy.
Thing,
no nose.
That's one thing I love about,
how
like, with, like, humanitarian people that want to save animals and save the environment and stuff. it hasn't been that long since animals in the environment were just kicking our fucking ass at every turn, you know?
Yeah, I mean, animals kill people all the time.
If a damn chimpanzee can take down a grown man.
He was a pretty big guy. Like, yeah. I don't understand how chimpanzees, maybe it was more than one, but how could you not, like, put your face down on the ground? Like, I don't know. I think I'd have more instinct than that. That guy's... Yeah.
Maybe he just really, was a big baby, though.
Yeah, and he had no fingers, and like half his face was ripped off, and his eye was like half sewn down. If you guys imagine this. It's like Sloth from the Goonies, but if you punched his face and it was like marshmallow. That's what he looked like.
That's
seriously.
True.
Hey, you guys.
With big scars, too. And you can tell his fucking wife was just like, ah, shit, I can't divorce
him
now.
Him on a talk show? If that guy's listening, he's mad. Sorry about your nose.
But it's similar to like with the environment. I mean, I'm not saying we're not fucking up the environment, but man, if you could take somebody from 200 years ago who like died of scurvy and bring them into the future where we have Mother Nature on the fucking ropes and just beating her when she's down, he'd be like, ha,
he'd be like,
take that.
He'd live way longer than us.
And he'd just be happy. He'd be like, ah, the elements can't kill me now. I'm killing the elements. Fuck them.
Scurvy. That's awesome.
That must have been a bad way
the
to go.
Black plague.
And then, oh, the worst would be, I mean, there's no way they'll know because they're all dead. Okay, let's say there is heaven, though, and all the scurvy people are looking down now, and they're like, a fucking orange? I could have eaten an orange and I would have lived?
Just one of these? I'm sure they had oranges in like 1804, whenever that shit happened.
So bitter. Yeah, they just didn't know, though, that it was vitamin C deficiency. They could have had limes and lemons and shit. They just didn't bring any because...
They didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Weird.
I'd be so angry.
They didn't know about vitamins.
Man.
Weird. I don't know. I don't know nothing. I know to loggerate.
Hey, you know what? There's a guy at the coffee shop who... When he was using his credit card to buy stuff, I had to write down this guy's name because it's the most ridiculous last name ever. His actual last name was Dunajewski.
How do you spell it?
Like D-U-N-A-J-E-W-S-K-I.
Dunajewski.
Dunajewski.
That was a guy.
Name.
What was his first name?
Adam.
Adam Dunajewski?
It's like
Dunajewski.
I think he just might be Jewish. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know for sure.
Dunajewski? Anyone know the origin of Dunajewski? Please. Please tell me.
That was like when Avril Lavigne first came out and my cousin Dan was like, hey, you know that skater chick, that Avril Lavigne girl? She's from Canada. And I was like, oh, really? Avril Lavigne. She's from Canada.
Hell no. Yeah. Word.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, that didn't really surprise me all that much. Well, I got an interesting quote here. Maybe we could talk about a little bit, maybe finish up. I have a quote from the new NoFX CD from Mr. Fat Mike.
Fat Mike Burkett?
He's not really that fat.
Well, that's in one of their songs.
Fat Mike Burkett?
Yeah. I didn't know his last name. For I've been listening to NoFX since 1996.
Neither
since
did
Heavy
Derek. I think
Zoo.
That's why he wanted me to look him up at work.
And I had no idea that was his last name until I read it like last month.
I never really cared. He's always just Fat Mike to me. Yeah. He has a line in his song. It says, the revolution is going to be a podcast. Or maybe it's going to be. It's probably not going to be.
So do you think possibly the revolution may begin with our podcast?
I hope so.
And end with our podcast?
Seriously, stop doing bad shit. Start fucking up shit. I want the revolution to happen, baby. From our podcast and my voice. Listen to my voice.
And speaking of cool revolutionary stuff, I was reading The Nerve. It's our monthly awesome newspaper about music. It's like the only good paper in this whole town. And it's mostly just funny. They're just total assholes. And, okay, let's see. Before I get into the actual cool inspirational story, I got to say that there's a couple of band names in here that are the best band names I ever heard. There's one band, you know, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, where kids just die in their cribs. Yeah, SIDS. Well, this band is called Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome. I just thought that was the best. Just like, yes!
That's great! What kind dancing. Of band are they? Like punk?
I have no fucking clue.
That sounds awesome.
And there's another one. They've got to be...
Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome.
There's one that I'm sure there's some kind of emo band, but if you're like a fucking enough of an emo band, it actually gets funny. Like this band's name is called I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness.
I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm sorry,
cut
baby.
Cut your hair, dye it black.
I'm evil. There's nothing I can do.
I'm emo.
But the cool thing is... this band in Calgary, what are they called? Let me see. Doesn't really matter what they're called. There's a bunch of bands in Calgary, and they're starting this festival called Uprise 2006. And the idea is it's a fundraiser so that they can build the Joe Strummer Memorial Hall, and it'll be a rec center for all ages shows in Calgary. And that is so cool. Like, as soon as I read that, I was like, man, I would fucking love to be a part of something like that.
That's
to actually,
cool.
like, build a place where people could go see bands and bands that have a place to play. That is fucking inspirational shit.
Good. Deal.
Because back in my hometown, Fredericton, there was like one place, kind of, but I heard they were going to shut it down because there was too many people in it and it was making the floor like bend, arch. It was about to collapse.
Story. I actually ripped down a show. I mean, I actually ripped down the ceiling at a concert. Like, ripped it down. And I just stopped the show at the Lagwagon concert.
Really? How'd
you manage that? I pulled the roof. Well, I mean, I could touch it with my arm.
Where was this at?
At some place in Saskatoon called The Shelter. Like, I actually, I somebody lifted me up sort of, and I could reach the ceiling, and I just grabbed it. Like, I didn't mean to, but I pulled the whole ceiling right down, like, right on top of Lagwagon.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Every time, and when they're playing, like, that one hit song they have, what's the hit song? I don't even know what it's called. It's like a cover, like, Brown Eyed Girl or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And I fucking pulled the ceiling down on them. They were like, huh. It was kind of weird.
No, that's actually one
bringing
cool
down
thing.
The house!
When I was,
literally.
I was at the coffee shop doing Revolution. A horrible overnight shift, and I made hot chocolate for these two guys as I was reading The Nerve and highlighting stuff. This guy came over and he's like, hey man, you're reading The Nerve? Cool, you should totally see our band. And it's this band called The Manvils, and he went through and highlighted every reference to them in this whole issue. He knew exactly where they all were. And I was like, wow, cool. So he's having some show on the 20th. I might go if I'm not working. Because like that kind of shit used to happen all
That's
the time
funny.
In Fredericton because it was small. So it was easy to have a contained music community. It's a lot
right.
harder here.
You
so
have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
you
so
close your eyes
cool.
and some huge band's coming through. You don't even realize.
Yeah,
it's
or
nuts.
You just start to not care because there's so many of them.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like,
you're like, yeah, they'll come around again.
But supposedly the Manvils are playing this show with the Bell Rays. And the guy actually highlighted this part where it says, The Bell Rays play the Red Room on May 20th, and I'm predicting it's going to be one of the best shows of the year. So he highlighted it for me. He's like, see, they said it's going to be one of the best shows of the year.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I hope it is a great show for them.
So we'll be back next week with episode 2.
Of the Lageria.
Of the new podcast.
Yeah. Right. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. But I think we're out of here now.
Lageria.libsyn.com, probably.
We probably. Sign up. We'll tell you next week.
Adios.
Bye.
Look at my leg that I lost as a kid. Look at my leg, sweat it out. Look at my leg that I lost as a kid. Fish hook in my leg, sweat it out. Bed in a hotel, bed in a field. You're laying it now, you make it. Bed in a hotel, bed in a field. You lay on him now, you make him. An eye for a spine on the side of the road. An eye for a spine, sweat it out. He's got an eye for a spine. Side of the road. He knows how to use his hands and mouth. Bed in a hotel, bed in a field. You're laying it now, you make it. Bed in a hotel, bed in a field. Bellyfish and a backfish over. What have you put in your body? Your body. You put and mouth. Bed in a hotel, bed in a field. You're laying it now, you make it. Blood in a basin, blood on a screen. What has that blood ever meant to me? Bed in a hotel, bed in a field.